Okay, so to the second nation and world story. White House pleads for funds to deal with children at border by Erica Werner of the Associated Press, Dateline, Washington. The Obama administration renewed its plea Monday for Congress to provide additional money to deal with the unaccompanied migrant children at the border, even as Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson declared that the worst is over for now. The request seemed likely to fall on deaf ears, as neither party showed an appetite to revive an issue that's faded from the spotlight, as arrivals at the border have dropped dramatically. Johnson said in a statement that without $1.2 billion in additional funding for 2015, he will be forced to take money from other accounts, such as $405 million moved earlier this summer from the Disaster Relief Fund. This reprogramming is not sustainable and leaves the nation vulnerable to unacceptable homeland security risks, Johnson said. Though the worst is over for now, there are still bills to be paid, and our border security efforts must be sustained to prevent another spike like we saw this year, he said. A spokesman for House Speaker John Boehner, Republican of Ohio, said that the House had already dealt with the issue by agreeing to a smaller sum prior to Congress's five-week summer recess, which ended Monday. Now it is up to Senate Democrats to act, said spokesman Michael Steele. The House Republican bill includes policies opposed by Senate Democrats to return migrant kids back home more quickly without hearings, so no deal was ever reached on President Obama's $3.7 billion request for the border, and no final bill was passed. But now that arrivals of Central American children have dropped, lawmakers can avoid addressing the contentious issue with November midterm elections around the corner. Aides in both parties say the issue is on the back burner and looks likely to stay there for the couple of weeks Congress is in session ahead of the election. At most, the administration might get some additional spending flexibility it's asked for in a temporary government funding measure slated for votes in the next 2 weeks. In his statement, Johnson noted that only 3,141 unaccompanied kids crossed the border illegally in August, compared with a high of 10,622 in June as the crisis peaked. August's number was August's number was the lowest since February of last year. The administration took a number of steps to respond to the crisis, and Johnson's memo listed some of those, including reassigning immigration judges, speeding removals of adult migrants, and launching public relations campaigns meant to discourage people from coming. But much of the reduction is seasonal, as the summer heat has traditionally discouraged migrants, and it's not clear how much of an impact the administration's policies had. All right, let me make a quick couple of mouse clicks.